I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols Podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
I don't know what to do with my hands. We have a very special guest here today.
Look at this guy. Who we got Anthony in the house?
Maloynes.
Anthony Maloynes. Joseph
Anthony
Nichols.
Anthony Joseph Nichols.
Hey. In the building. Give him a round of applause, please.
Can you say hi? You want to say anything to mom? Say hi to mom. Say hi, mom.
Say hi, mom.
Stage fright.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. It is his first time, but it won't be his last here on the couch.
Yeah. Jenna's got two doctor's appointments today, so I didn't want to have to put her through that.
Back to back.
So it's bring your son to work day.
Yeah, bring your son to work day.
Well, or I guess bring your son to your hobby day.
To your hobby day. Well, good news for your hobby is we have tons of toys, as I am a 32-year-old child. So I already got him going with Buzz.
He's got the Buzz. He brought all his dinos.
100%. That's a $5,000 Buzz Lightyear, so he's having fun with it.
We got some snacks.
Yeah, we got it all. So
that's a $5,000 Buzz Lightyear, and you let my son play with it?
Yeah, no, he deserves it.
You realize he destroys everything, right, buddy? You say, my man.
I'm counting on it for the insurance money. So you guys, if we get interrupted by Anthony, you're lucky and you're welcome, because you got an entertainer in the house today.
Fortunately, he's a man of few words.
Yep.
So here we are. Today is February 1st,
yes,
2024.
2-1.
And Joe Biden is the worst president in American history.
Give a round of applause, please. Yeah. Attaboy, Joe.
So anyways.
Anthony's political. It's funny that you said that because I don't want to say any names. I did go on a date this past weekend.
I saw that.
Yeah, I went on a date this past weekend. We don't have to talk about no names, but
yeah, we don't have to drop any names, but if you want to know.
It went sour. It went sour after I just said that, you know, I voted for Donald Trump in the past and probably gonna vote for him again. So,
and it went sour after that?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I think like somebody that doesn't feel that way probably takes it the opposite way, but like I like to be treated by the content of my actions, you know, personally, not who I choose to vote for. It's America. I feel like we should be able to vote for whoever we want.
Remember back in the day, like when it was like rude to ask someone who they voted for?
Yeah.
My parents back, yeah, I remember that. But you know what? Who cares?
I don't care. Life is great. Thank God a million times. We have our blessings, our family, and our this, our that. We're working hard to bring something for you.
You know what I think would be important? I feel like everyone kind of already knows me, and I feel like you're just like the man behind the sunglasses. We know you like Detroit sports, so let's tell us a little something about yourself.
What do you want to know?
All right, so siblings. How many siblings you got?
I got three siblings. I got two brothers and I got a sister who's 13 years old. So that's my baby sister.
That's an awesome dynamic.
Yeah, it's fun, man. My sister is like 19 years younger than me, and I get to kind of raise her from a distance and kind of let her know what I think is important in a young woman. So that's fun.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, I wish I had like that dynamic in my family. We were all like bang, 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 bang.
Right.
My mom was like, Jenna, 18 months apart.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But anyways, you got. I know one of your brothers.
Yes, you know Blake.
But I think what's cool about you is you are first generation of your family to be born in America.
That's right.
Parents were immigrants, whereas like my great great grandparents were immigrants.
Right, and that's still close enough. It's like if you know someone that knew someone who moved here, you're like within the circle, and like that's the best part about America. And yeah. I think that's why like the flag is such a big thing for us and part of our logo and everything is because this is the place where anyone can come and make something out of themselves. And so they came here. My parents came here in like the 80s, and then I was the first one born here. I'm the first one in my family on both sides, mom and dad's side, who my mom is one of seven, my dad's one of eight. The first one to go to a Big Ten university, shout out Michigan State. You know what it is. Give a round of applause for Michigan State. Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind State.
Yeah.
Some very, very awesome alumni at State.
I grew up, I grew up just like loving sports. I think that was my way to connect because I grew up in like as a child in Hazlitt, Michigan, aka like East Lansing area, and then moved to Brighton like middle school, and I wasn't around a lot of people of my ethnic background, so like I just really gravitated to sports, and then
hell yeah,
you know, that's how I, you know, found
that's
out
what
you were.
That's what sports do. Sports bring people together.
Mm-hmm. And the best part about sports, just like the challenge, is it has nothing to do with where you're from. It has nothing to do with who you like to hang out with in your personal time. It has nothing to do with your religion. You got to come and ball,
right? Yeah. You got to. So, speaking of balling, Pierre made me leave my house last night and during pajama time to play basketball.
Yeah, and for the 10% of you who voted for me to beat Zach in one-on-one, I love you, but you guys are stupid as hell. For real.
So I voted for you.
You're an idiot because you play with me, and we know. Look, if I'm in with my friends, I'm not going to lie. I'm like, you know, I'm in the, but when I'm with him and his friends and our friends from high school, I'm like, I'm the last pick, but I play my role like a Draymond Green.
Oh, dude, we balled out last night.
We did.
We won two or three series. So that was nice.
That was fun.
So coffee drinker?
Tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like tea.
Alcohol.
Negatory. I'm allergic. For those of you who don't know that, you know what I'm saying?
I know a lot of people that have that.
Oh, hello, Buzz.
Let's think. Any other questions? Boxers or briefs?
Oh, that's easily boxer briefs.
For sure. I'm actually like moving slowly towards like, as I get older, like the boxer thing.
Yeah.
Just letting it hang, bro.
Just letting it rock and roll.
Yeah, dude. Just relaxed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can't do that.
Yeah, no.
Well, I got to keep it tight.
So anyways, speaking of drinking, I just recently had my first alcoholic beverage yesterday.
Give a round of applause for Zach for the dry January.
January. And here's the thing about dry January is I didn't even enjoy the drink I had last night. Like, I was drinking it while I also was dead because, you know, playing basketball and I was a little bit tired. But, like, it wasn't enjoyable. And I think it's because I felt bad that, like, I was feeling so great. I didn't have alcohol. Felt like I was, like, on jet fuel.
Yeah. So now I feel all January.
Well, the reason why I did it was because I know our producer, she struggles with alcoholism. So
right.
I wanted to support her.
G is just getting hammered every morning, and she can't do the show. So Zach's like, I will stop to help you.
You know how, like, some kids will, like, take water bottles and they'll put Skittles in there?
Yeah.
She takes bottles of vodka. She drops Xanax in there. That's why she never laughs at our jokes.
Literally,
she's just kidding. Just kidding.
No,
just
no.
Kidding.
So
I did it. I did it to just prove to Jenna that I could do it.
Right, and something that you probably didn't want them to know, but I'm gonna let them know, is that you've been running. You've been training a little bit.
Oh, dude,
I don't know if you're training for something, but you're training.
Yeah, I've been running like at least 10 and 17 so far miles a week.
Ooh.
But it's on one of those self-propelled treadmills, so it's like running uphill because I'm not going outside in the snow, you know what I'm saying?
No, sir, you're going to put that work in, though.
But I've been putting in the work. I lost 14 pounds this year.
Ooh, boy's getting lean. Might be preparing for something. Who knows?
No.
Let's get into this episode because we have a lot to talk about.
Dude, this episode was one of the finer episodes we've seen in a while.
This is a classic challenge episode, one where you get your popcorn ready and strap up for the drama.
Yeah. No, for real. We got to see some true colors. We got to see a star-crossed lovers.
Star-crossed lovers. We see
just kill each other out.
Rider dies dying.
Yeah. A lot more dying than riding. Unless you're James and Mariah, more riding in that case.
Ooh, they are riding.
Is he not like... He's like the parasite / STD of the season. Like Mariah bangs him. Now she's got to take him everywhere with her. She can't get rid of him. It's insane.
It is insane. And she's like happy about it.
As I talk about that with my 2-year-old on my lap.
Well,
like,
Well, that's the exact opposite. Something that you can't leave with, but it's a good thing. Yeah. James is kind of the opposite. It's a weight dragging her down, and we'll see what happens down the road. But if either of them plays in this final, I will say that I'm an idiot and that they played a great game. But
Mariah's playing a great game, but James is just like riding the wave. He's like drafting off her.
Oh yeah, he's putting his work in between the sheets instead of the battlefield.
Oh, he's killing it. But you know what? This is what this episode is what we've all been waiting for. We've been waiting for this alliance to go after each other
and implode.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
This is great TV.
It is great TV. Let's get into it. We'll start when we come back from the Secret Conquest elimination. Zara's gone. Kylan and Horacio both win. But before he comes, before they both show up, Kylan shows up on his own and
puts on an absolute show.
Puts on a performance of a lifetime.
Dude, the endurance, the mental endurance it must have taken to get through that. That could go two ways. Like, people could look at that like, oh, damn, that's hilarious, great prank. Or some people could be like, we don't trust you anymore.
Right.
Because you came in here and tried to lie to us about what happened in the elimination round. So that's actually a risky move.
It is a risky move, and it's probably something that he didn't want to do for as long as he said it in his interview. He's like, I did not plan on it being this long.
Yeah, he told us. He was like, dude, it took way. Like, they made me do that for a while. And, I mean, honestly, he did. Emmy, Grammy, what's the word? I don't even know. It's Grammy Music, Emmys.
Emmys TV.
Emmys TV. Give Kylan an Emmy for that. Like, he brought tears.
He did bring tears.
He brought tears to the show.
A lot of tears.
Fake tears.
Yeah, no.
That scares me. If you can make fake tears.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're an actor.
Yeah, so he comes back distraught, and you know, they say that he said they competed as individuals and like privately, and then Olivia kind of reflects in this moment. She's crying.
She's getting misty as hell. She's misty,
super misty.
Yeah,
Horacio literally gave up his spot for me. She feels guilty, and will never question his loyalty again. God bless you, G. Do you remember anyone doing this type of deception in a house before, like in one of your situations, or no?
I'm like drawing a blank where someone came. No, because you know what? The only time that I ever think that they did an elimination round away from the house in a season that I did was War of the Worlds 2, where they took Nani and Ashley and they competed in that elimination round to see who came back and went to the finals.
Right.
So when Ashley came back, we're going right to the final. So like, she didn't have any reason.
Yeah.
Like, she could have lied to us about a lot of things, but she wasn't going to lie about, why would she lie about that? It didn't matter at that point.
For sure.
Like, it wasn't like on like, what they do, like the Fresh Meats, they did those elimination rounds. Oh shit. Away from the house. But, I never had to do anything like that. I'm trying to think where like there was, when Cam did the whole thing on, Final Reckoning, where she did like the, I'm going to throw in these two teams, and then she fooled it and got who she wanted.
Yes.
That was kind of acting or whatever.
And that was a great performance. It's something they talk about to this day. I see that posted sometimes. I'm like, man, Cam was devious.
Cam had a poker face like you wouldn't believe.
For sure.
Like, you would, like, and even if you knew the plan, like, there's people that knew her plan, and they were still like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Dude, she was good.
No, she was.
But I mean, so I got to give Kylan a hand.
Give Kylan a round of applause.
Actually, he brought tears to it. I mean, but how about when like Horacio comes through the mist?
Yeah, it just come through the shadows, and then right away everyone is like, we still have to deal with this guy.
I'm sold on the relationship.
What
this the Horacio and Nerys relationship?
Oh, you bought in.
I'm a fan.
Oh,
dude, this week I was like, wasn't a dry eye in the room. while I was watching it. And it was just me, but wasn't a dry eye in the room. That was...
Horacio finally gave you some emotion in this episode.
Dude, Horacio, not only he was calling people out, telling it what it is. Dude, I'm telling you what, man.
He came
This was a great episode.
This was a phenomenal episode. So what did you think about the other competitors? Kind of just like their energy, thinking Horacio was gone, and then how they shifted whenever he shows up, and they're all looking at each other like, whoa.
Well, no one wants to run against him in the final. Even Olivia was caught on camera saying she doesn't want to run against him in the final. So seeing him come back is definitely probably, they're probably sick.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I mean, you had to expect that he was going to in that group anyways. I mean, there's not a lot of elimination rounds where he's never lost one. So that was kind of silly.
Yeah, the surprise element was like was funny because everyone, especially Olivia, who's feeling so guilty, she turns around and she just like her emotions are flipped up. She literally said, "I hate it here." She's like, "I hate it here." What do you think rattles somebody the most? Like something like that, like seeing a mercenary, a redemption house. Like what is like?
I think the most rattling thing is when you eliminate someone and then they come back into the game.
Yeah.
So throwing someone into an elimination and them coming back, that's not as bad as when you think they're done and then they're back in the game. And I mean, yeah, all those guys, I mean, they had a little powwow, you know, and Jay says he has to take matters into his own hands. And like, perhaps he means like the same way he did when he went against Rogan.
Okay. Okay. I think he's probably still feeling that.
It doesn't appear that he's made any advances in his strength since then.
No, it really doesn't.
So,
you know, he has some shiftiness, but Olivia, she... What was that, Buzz? Olivia, she hugs Horacio, cries to him, and then he says to her, he goes, "Nerisse made the right choice. You're safe. You're here. Don't cry. I love you so much, and we're going to do it again." Sealed it with a pinky promise. So
yeah, well, if you seal it with a pinky promise, that did they kiss on it? Because you got a pinky
kiss.
Yeah, that's how
you
really seal it.
Yeah, that's how we made our deal.
Hold on 1 second.
Yep, takes his cup of Joe. Take your time. Okay.
Whoa. Sorry about that. We had a, are we filming again? We got a clap.
Are we on? All right, we're cool.
We had a poopy diaper.
Yeah, man. For those of you guys, I saw with my own eyes, Zach, you're like a pit crew.
There's two things I can do really well that people wouldn't know about me. I can change a diaper. And I can use chopsticks like you wouldn't believe.
But oh, my gosh.
When I go to sushi places, I still ask for a fork.
Why? Why?
America.
America, that's right. Why. That's
but right. No, like, whenever people are like, oh, my buddy Trent, we, you know, I've spent, like, now 3 or 4 months probably of my life in Thailand, right?
Right.
And Trent's like...
That's a lot of time.
You know, some other times in some Asian countries, and they're like, oh, you can't use chopsticks? I'm like, I've spent, like, 3 or 4 months of my life in Thailand. I'm going to make it rain out here.
Yeah, for sure.
Give me those chopsticks. And I can, but I don't want to.
Yeah, all over the field.
A fork is way easier.
Yeah, literally your time on that diaper was pit crew. You probably should be working with Jordan because we know he's racing cars. Speaking of Jordan, he's going to be here.
Shaking bake. Yeah,
you'll be shaking and baking. You'll be asking him, you know, like you'll be the other guy and he'll be Will Ferrell and he'll be like, bro, can I win one time? And he'll be like, but then how would I win?
Jordan be like, how would I win? If not first, you're last.
Maybe next time. But yeah, so Jordan, February 17th, if you haven't got your tickets, we are very close to selling out. Laurel Stuckey, I've been talking to some other people too.
Hey,
you
Pierre.
Never know. And Pierre. Pierre's going to be there. And Zach's going
to
be there.
Pierre, let's get back to this episode.
All right, man. Let's give it to it.
Okay, I got to keep you on task today.
Yeah, thank you, bro. But then, I'm all over the place.
The best part was like, you know, the best part about these eliminations away from the house is the drama that ensues once the people come back. Because then we go into the gym, right?
Uh-huh.
And, like, all the honeys are congratulating Kyle and Horacio. They're the knights in shining armor. And, of course, like, Berna, who's been, like, going against them this whole season, has to go in there. She has to be a swagger jacker. Like, these people are having, like, a moment. Like, they're the stars of the show. Berna knows that. So she goes in there. And I don't even know what she said. It was, like, gibberish. She probably was, like, 12 wine bottles deep, right?
Oh, it was flowing.
And she came out and said something, and... I just like, I'm like in my head, I'm like, this is not going to go well because Kylan can't deal with that because she tries to say something like, oh, they were so sad. And she was saying how she felt bad. And like Kylan, I just, now that we talked to him, he can't. He's no. Like Josh in that way.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, well, guess what? If you felt so bad, you could. So he like, it turns
but way
into
more a, of a know-it-all way than a defensive way. Yeah. Josh gets like defensive.
And
like
Kylan just goes in and is like, well, you could change that. He goes right into a political lecture.
He's like, no, wait, if you're not going to tell me that you feel sad because yeah. Your actions speak louder than words.
Oh, and then I just loved how then he goes, I know you're not nice. We all know you're not nice.
We all know you're not kind,
yeah.
Berna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind. We all know you're not kind. But you know what? I think in that situation, first of all, Berna's insane. Berna has no self-awareness. And that's something that I think when Kylan says, he's like, I couldn't take it anymore. And I understand that because there are some people that are in that house that are either so delusional or so like their view of reality is so far off that at some point you're just like, you just have to snap back. But they're not going to listen to that and be like, oh, constructive criticism. They're going to act exactly the way Berna does.
That's what makes them. And Kylan had time today. He's like, oh, no, I got time today. Yeah. And you're going to hear exactly what you are, which is delusional, which is abrasive, and which is not, you're literally inconsequential to this game. So why are you talking, Berna?
Right.
If you're going to be consequential, make a move. Otherwise, you're just a pawn in their game.
100%. And yeah. I just love that scene because we, like, this season needed Kylan. I don't even think they knew, like, that he was going to provide what he has, but he literally, like, where Horacio is like, I will just win and show him with my actions and throw me into everyone. I don't care. Where Kylan's like, no, I'm going to call you out on your hypocritical bullshit.
Yeah, immediately.
You know, it's ridiculous.
He doesn't wait. That's what I like about it. He's not the type of person to, like, say, like, hey, I'll wait and have this conversation with you in public or private. No. He's coming at you right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know what's funny, too, is it's like, I think there's some people out there that dislike me in the show, and it's because I hate on them, but the one thing about us is, like, if you prove to me that you're a badass challenger and that maybe you did something stupid in the past, but you've grown from it and you became a better competitor, I'm gonna tell you that. I'm gonna be straight up with you. And, like, Kylan, someone who I could not stand on basically on his Big Brother season, came in here, sat down, had a good talk with him. But outside of that, what I've seen on this season has truly made me a fan. And I would like to see him on season 40.
I would too.
I would love to see him get to play with all the legends because he is a competitor and he is very cerebral. And I think if he gets in with the right people, they'll use him as an asset and that might help him squeak by.
Absolutely. He's definitely doing a good job now that, you know, we all know that he's gone. He's definitely doing a good job this season in terms of, like, physical life of getting out there. He's making connections with a lot of vets, doing a lot of these events. Not that it'll matter in the hierarchy, but as people fall to the wayside, if he's able to get casted, he will become a priority for some of these people that know here's a good player. Here's a somebody who politics and, for the most part, generally, you know, thought of as being cool and nice. So,
yeah. Kind. It's good
for kind.
Unlike Berna. Because everyone knows that Berna's not kind.
I have one more thought on Berna, and then I have a couple more Horacio questions before we get into the daily. So, my final thought on Berna, she talks with Emmanuel about how her relationship with her mother is challenging. And while we feel for her, it's never an excuse to act mean or rude. That's just, you can't be, there's nothing you're going to say about your past or whatever that's going to excuse your shit perform a behavior today because you know what's right and wrong. Period.
Yeah. That's period. True. I mean, everyone has their thing, right?
Of course.
I mean, and this is going to sound bad, but, like, I think everyone kind of figured, like, Berna had some issues with her parents. And sure. I can't imagine that growing up in a circus is necessarily the most stable childhood. So right. I don't want to, like, trash her because it's not her fault on this aspect. Like, her upbringing was tough. But, like, look where you're at now. Your upbringing was tough, but you're doing something that only, like, 0.001% of the population gets to do. And you get to watch it and you get to be better. So Berna, I can become a fan of Berna if I see her on future seasons and she kind of, like, grows and yeah. makes it better.
To that point. Full speed ahead, buddy. Yeah? Got a little Horacio there.
A little Horacio?
Yeah, the little honorable Horacio.
He's not the honorable Horacio.
Okay, but speaking of him, I have two more Horacio questions just before we get into this. So I loved seeing this side of Horacio whenever he kind of was emotional with Olivia. You know, he was what you want as a competitor, as a friend. But I think back about, like, what you had said about allow yourself to get pissed off.
Right.
Expressing that, you know, to the point where, you know, right now it's almost annoying how he doesn't deal with it. Like, they're all trying to shoot him and he's just like, yeah, it is what it is.
It's kind of gangster, but at the same time, I'd like to see him, like, kind of go through what he's like, what's really going through his head. And, like, we know there's always the positive part where you're like, well, I'm going to hit him in the chops,
yeah.
you know, but at the same time, you could say, like, these people are hypocrites. They're lying. Like, I just want a little more, like, sauce from them.
I would love to get a chance to ask him this, but do you think he wish he would have politicked more? That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.